Chapter 5. Evaluation and Assessment. The truth is sought, regardless of whether pleasant or unpleasant. Lieutenant General Leslie J. McNair. Overview. The training evaluation and assessment process provides commanders a process to judge the organization's training proficiency. Accurate assessments provide the basis for the unit's entire training effort. It is a continuous process based on a wide variety of inputs and feedback. These inputs include soldier, subordinate leader, and non-commissioned officer observations and evaluations, external reports and inspections, after-action reviews, and senior leader observations. See the Army Training Network, ATN, at https://atn.army.mil for more information on training evaluation and assessment. Evaluating and assessing training proficiency is a two-step process. Evaluation. Assessment. Evaluation. All training is evaluated. Evaluation is the observation of performance measured against standards. For individual tasks, Army warrior and military occupational specialty tasks, drills, other collective tasks and collective live fire tasks, training and evaluation outlines, TNDOs, are the reference for task standards. See Appendix D for TNDOs. For weapons qualification standards, the applicable weapon system publications are the principal reference. The commander relies heavily on evaluation results when assessing proficiency. Evaluations can be executed using internal or external assets. The evaluation of training occurs during the execution phase of training events, as well as during the planning and preparation phases, as leaders continually find ways to improve unit tactics, techniques, and procedures. Additionally, leaders use evaluations as opportunities to coach and mentor subordinates. Evaluation planning. Commanders ensure a supporting evaluation plan exists for training events. This plan provides trained and certified evaluators with a process to observe and record task proficiency. Evaluators record the results of their observations and provide them to the commander at the conclusion of training as part of feedback. External evaluation. External evaluations, ex-evals, are directed and resourced by the commander two echelons above the evaluated unit. Leaders outside the evaluated unit's chain of command conduct these evaluations. Ex-evals are conducted down to platoon level, but at the commander's discretion can be conducted below platoon. The selected collective tasks to validate become ex-eval training objectives. The ex-eval exercises unit command and control, communications, movement, and operations against an actual or simulated opposing force in a replicated operational environment. Assessment. Only commanders assess training. Based on observed task performance and other feedback, the commander renders a proficiency assessment, trained, practiced, untrained. The commander's assessment also informs planning for future training events on the areas that require improvement or sustainment. Commanders take a holistic view of feedback when assessing training. A holistic view ensures that the final assessment is not based on one or a few sources of feedback, but is a balanced consideration of all available information. TNDOs should not be the sole source of feedback the commander considers in making an assessment. However, TNDOs carry the predominance of input when commanders consider whether the unit can or cannot perform a task to standard. The results of the commander's assessments are recorded for future reference.